This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
So you're a little bit hot under the collar over this Tasmanian Energy Saver loan scheme. So just for listeners who aren't aware, just explain the basic premise of what's happening.
Well, basically, the state government has excluded 90% of accredited solar installers in Tasmania from their newest scheme. That's the in a nutshell.
Right, so people who sell solar and install solar have to join a new scheme, mm-hmm. so they get a tick,
yep,
so that
a
they
tick.
Can so their customers can access the interest-free loan scheme. Right,
that's right. Yeah, so there's a mob called the Clean Energy Council. We've talked about them a few times over the years, and it's not a council, it's not a regulator. It's actually a private company, and they're selling a tick, much like a.
So it's like footy club membership.
That's it, like a footy club membership. That would be the best description. So it's got a very low bar of entry as far as can you pay the bill, and that's it. And it doesn't offer one single consumer guarantee that customers don't already have.
All right, you told me that your company and others like you have to pay up to $6,000
yep.
to join to get a tick from that council.
That's correct, yeah. So on top of it, this is an interesting thing. I sat down and worked down the cost today for what we have to pay to be accredited. So there's three accreditations we have to have. We have the Grid Connect solar accreditation, hybrid battery accreditation, and off-grid accreditation. And each one of those courses costs about $2,000 to access because there's no one in Tasmania who does that. So it's $6,000 per tradesman.
Right.
And about 2 weeks of training to do that. So there's about, you know, $6,000 worth of wages. So about $13,000 per tradesman to be accredited to sell, design and install solar.
Okay. Now, in theory, that sounds good
mm-hmm.
because then customers know they're getting someone who's
That's right.
accredited.
Yep.
But the problem you see is that there are people who aren't perhaps the best at selling and installing solar gear can just join up
yeah.
for a certain amount of money, get the tick.
Well, we've said for a number of years that an accredited solar retailer tick is not actually a metric you can use to ascertain whether you're going to have a positive outcome or not. In fact, given the door knockers have it, given some of the dodgy ones have it.
So this is obviously affecting, would you say 90% of solar
yeah,
retailers
yeah.
around Tassie?
Yeah, that's right. So there's about 122 accredited installers in Tasmania. There's at best about 24 of those that can actually access the program. So
what would be a better system then, do you think?
Just get rid of it. Because,
okay.
look, I was on the phone the other day to one of the minister's advisors, and basically he said to me, I was introduced to keep the door knockers out of the scheme. And apparently they were not aware that the majority of door knockers that operate in Tasmania have this bogus accreditation already. So their primary purpose is already shot down already. I also asked if he was aware that 100% of all solar systems are inspected by CBOS, who are part of the Department of Justice, via their TechSafe inspectors, and that all defects have to be fixed free of charge under the threat of losing our contractor's licence. He didn't know that. I asked if he was aware every time we claim the federal rebate, we have to sign a statutory declaration saying we haven't oversold or under-delivered on our design and products, and if we are found guilty of doing that, we are essentially removed from the solar industry by the Clean Energy Regulator. He didn't know that. I asked him whether their previous scheme, which was called TILS, that was run through the Westpac Bank, it was a couple of years ago, what negative outcomes were identified that were deemed that could be corrected by having this tick? His answer was, I wasn't there then. I don't know. Well, the correct answer was there was no negative outcomes and the tick couldn't even help if there was. And the last thing I asked him, was he aware that I was able to sell and install solar hot water, heat pump hot water products under the same legislation and rebate program as solar power through the loan scheme, but not actually solar power as they've only singled out solar panels and batteries in Tasmania. He wasn't aware of that.
But everyone's able to join, you just got to pay.
Well, you can't join because they're not taking any new members. So even if I wanted to join the scheme, I can't join the scheme. The best the advisor could come up with was like, there's going to be a new scheme released sometime next year. If you could email an expression of interest, screenshot that and send it through, we'll let you in. But I said, that's commercially unviable. We have no idea of the terms and conditions. We have no idea of our obligations of that or even the costs. Mm. So we're on our own. We're actually fighting government to try and keep the doors open.
All right. So this new level of bureaucracy, for want of a better mm-hmm. word, is called the Clean Energy Council, right?
The Clean Energy Council approved retailer badge, tick, whatever you want to call it.
And how does that differ from the Clean Energy Regulator?
So the Clean Energy Regulator is actually a government department. It's a federal government department. They also have their own inspection program. They can remove our accreditation. There is actually people who have done the wrong thing within the industry going to court for doing the wrong thing. So
right. So basically it's an extra layer.
It's a layer of nothing. Yeah, it's a layer because it doesn't actually do anything. That's the thing. It's just a cost. And here's the other thing. Now, this is a $50 million program, Darren. They're funneling it through so few amount of retailers because there's hardly anyone in Tasmania who's got this because the industry in Tasmania...
Because the cost of joining is prohibitive.
Well, and plus we had no faith in it. It was like, we know this car's got only three wheels, so why buy it?
And so the effect on the consumer, people who want to go to your business or one like yours and buy solar and get it installed, is they can't go to those particular businesses like yours and access that $10,000 interest-free loan from the state government yep. because you guys haven't ticked off to join this new club.
That's exactly right. But here's the even worse bit about it is because there's so few actual retailers who actually can access this program, there's no competition now. They know the client has the potential of getting $10,000 interest-free. So guess what? Everything's now $10,000.
So those few retailers around the state that do sign up can basically cash in.
Yeah, they are. We're hearing the scuttlebutt we're hearing in the back end now is like shooting fish in a barrel. We know that for certain products, the clients are paying $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 over and above what it would normally cost, which actually works out dearer than proper finance.
Well, it just seems convoluted, confusing, and excessive and unnecessary.
Yep, it is. If anyone out there wants to make a difference, we got Energy Minister Guy Barnett's details on our Facebook page because this has been going for a few weeks now and we've now done the sums on it. We're costing us around $30,000 a week now.
Wow.
Yeah. So
because the people that want to access the loan can't go to your business now because they can't get the loan through.
Yeah. We've actually lost some sales that we actually signed up before this was introduced. Because they've gone, I'd like to buy that now through the interest-free thing. I said, why wouldn't you? It's not a silly idea, but sorry, we can't help you. Oh, sorry, can I have my deposit back?
This is going to blow up. I think it already is blowing up. You've blown up,
I've
certainly.
Blown up. Well, it's just hard to take.
Particularly when, governments want to push renewable energy and get the cost of electricity down.
Yeah.
And people on the street can do that by getting solar on their roof. And now it's... convoluted and excessive.
And it's meant to help mums and dads. It's right. Helping just a few companies and it's helped bolstering the profits of a mainland company.
All right. Yeah. Okay, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Darren.
Calm down. Good luck with that.
Cheers, mate.
All right, more details on Adrian's DMS Energy website and Facebook page, which is dmsenergy.net.au. And what's your number there?
1300 502 599.
And then the shop's at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton.
It is.
Catch you next week.
Thank you.